Today's Issues continues on AFR with your host, Tim Wildman, president of the American Family Association.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to Today's Issues on the American Family Radio Network. Today's Issues is the name of this program. If you want to download the podcast for this show or any of the shows you hear on American Family Radio, all you got to do is go to AFR.net and click on podcast. And then you'll see all the banners for all the shows, and you just click on the one you want to listen to. So there you go. We appreciate everybody who listens to AFR and especially Today's Issues. I'm Tim Wildman with Ed Battagliano, Wesley Wildman, and now Steve Paisley Jordahl joins us. Good morning, Brother
Good
Steve.
Good morning, everybody. How you doing?
Watercolors today.
Yeah, it's my multicolor. It's my Joseph shirt.
Yeah.
A shirt of many colors.
Shirt of many colors.
If this were June, I'd be worried about you, Steve.
Well, no, it's not. It's not those colors either.
Yeah, but it's not Pride Month yet.
Hey, I got some. Before we start on the news kind of thing, some good news for those of us locally here. According to our TV station, WTVA, Elvis Presley Lake in Tupelo is reopening this month. Now, of course, Tupelo being the birthplace of Elvis Presley. The state closed the lake in 2021 for renovations. I have questions. Why do you need to renovate a lake? Was it for a flood or something? Or
I don't know. Sometimes if you have a spillover.
The fish were unhappy with the interior decorating.
Why don't you call over there?
I'm a reporter. Drive
over there and see what's going on.
We want a 1 minute news report on this.
Well, you might get it.
Can I tell you, you're talking about which lake?
Elvis Presley Lake.
Okay, that's a lake that's designed like a guitar. I know that.
Okay.
It's man-made.
Yeah, man, mate.
So did they upgrade it from acoustic to an electric?
Just a natural phenomenon that happened
That can happen.
Right near where
it happened. When I was growing up, we had the old man in the mountain, in the mountains.
I know, right.
Okay, I admit that question came out dumber than I had expected. But you didn't have to jump on it.
Right. Tim. I was trying to help you.
No, it was a natural phenomenon. Just like a guitar.
I hesitate to speculate and to start giving reasons why they
would. But you will anyway.
No, because before I know it, I'll get so far into it, I'll start getting fact-checked.
Right. We'll end up talking about Kevin Bacon.
Just don't say anything dumb.
But I have heard of them draining a lake.
Yes.
And then making some adjustments so that it holds water better.
Right.
And then restocking it.
Right. Not everything's a conspiracy, Steve.
Well, I didn't know. Maybe they change it from an acoustic to an electric lake.
There's a reason. There's a logical explanation for this. Okay. Yeah. We'll find out what it is, though. But anyway, so what's your first story?
I just listened to the soundbite that you asked for earlier today.
Yeah.
Which
soundbite is that? Chris Cuomo?
Yeah. Okay. Set this one up for us. Oh, man. So early in the whole COVID debacle, we remember well because we got docked for it several times. There were certain things you couldn't say, right? Ivermectin was one of the things you couldn't say. Remember, it was a horse tranquilizer.
Right.
And everybody was mocking anybody who decided to take it. It was poison.
We got banned from YouTube.
Yes.
For a long
time.
Just talking about it.
You're saying what, Ed?
Ivermectin.
It says it loud, proud.
That there, ivermectin.
Right.
Well, one of the people mocking, I remember him mocking, was Chris Cuomo at the time on CNN. And he was mocking along with everybody, talking about a horse tranquilizer. How stupid can these people be? Well, he is now saying a little something different. Let's listen. I want you to hear cut 10.
I'll tell you something else that's going to get you a lot of hits. I am taking a, what do they call it? Like a regular dose, you know, whatever. They're trying to build up of ivermectin. Hmm. Ivermectin was a boogeyman early on in COVID.
You couldn't talk about it.
That was wrong. We were given bad information about ivermectin. The real question is, why? everyone's going to say Joe Rogan was right. No, Joe Rogan was saying, yeah, he was right. But that's not what matters. What matters is the entire clinical community knew that ivermectin couldn't hurt you. They knew it, Patrick. I know they knew it. How do I know? Because now I'm doing nothing but talking to these clinicians who at the time were overwhelmed by COVID and they weren't saying anything. Not that they were hiding anything, but it's cheap. It's not owned by anybody. And it's used as an antimicrobial, antiviral in all of these different ways and has been for a long time.
For malaria for over almost 20 years.
Yeah. So, and my doctor, who is now my doctor, was using it during COVID on her family and on patients. And it was working for them. So they were wrong to play scared on that. Didn't know that at the time. Know it now. Admit it now. Reporting on it now. Because I think that's the job. The idea that, well, you were a vaccine proponent. Why wouldn't I have been a vaccine proponent? Now there are questions. Oh, no, but I knew at the time. No, you didn't. What you knew was that there were people telling you to be resistant to what the government was telling you to do.
No, you knew it at the time because your doctor was telling you at the time. And all of the doctors that are telling the truth that we have hearing for now, Peter McCullough, etc., they were telling you at the time. And yet you don't mock somebody when you don't know. He's such a liar. Oh, my gosh. This guy's such a liar.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say my first reaction, though, too, now not hearing the whole thing, the fact that he's changing his mind and does is a surprise to me.
Yeah.
That he's reporting on the other the information that at this point is undeniable.
He's saying
most people get quiet,
yeah,
and they move on to another story once they find out they were wrong,
right?
But he's apparently coming back and setting the record straight. But I do understand what you're saying there.
No, he was saying the main point of that I got out of that, Stephen. I don't, what I'm talking about is he's saying that ivermectin works.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And has worked for decades and decades, and it shouldn't be something you're trying to act like is some kind of some snake oil.
Which is what I was reporting on at the beginning and what he was mocking at the beginning.
Right, right.
I think at least is a good thing to be, like you're saying, Wesley, is to be telling the truth about this. And there are a lot of people like Cuomo back during the COVID debacle, Steve, as you talk about, as you mention it, who were either terrified, browbeaten, threatened,
right,
or who lived in that echo chamber where they just are going to assume that people like us, conservatives, are wrong and the people they're listening to are right. Okay, so take all that, the Cuomo part of this, and let's set it on a shelf. I want to know, and I think a lot of people want to know, why the government, why the World Health Organization, why Health and Human Services, why hospitals, why the military, we're all conspiring together
to force
people to do things that were not perhaps even dangerous for at least percentage of people, the vaccine, but also prevent people from taking things that were cheaper. I mean, is it just as simple as follow the money?
Yep.
Or is there something more sinister at work?
Well, it depends on how conspiracy-oriented you are, because some people think that it was a virus that was introduced to the environment on purpose in order to exert control, maybe population control, who knows what it is. But
interfere with the election. So.
Interfere with the election. But the most probable cause is exactly what Chris Cuomo said, which you're saying, it's cheap and it's not patented. You don't make any money on it.
Come out ivermectin.
Ivermectin is.
Okay.
Yeah, real quick, Cuomo also, I don't know if it's in the same interview, and it may be, but he also has fully changed his position on the vaccine as well.
Has he really?
What do you call him a liar over, Steve?
That he says that he didn't know, or that he was fooled. He wasn't fooled. He was a bully. He wasn't fooled. He was parroting the government, the
But is he not saying he realizes he was doing that now?
He's realizing it in the same way that Kristi Noem realizes she shot her dog. Oh, someone's going to realize, someone's going to, you know, say, hey, you're taking ivermectin? Oh, well, and then if it's disclosed, found out without him disclosing it, then it's even worse. I don't know. I just have no patience because we were...
It's hard to tell.
We were so... Yeah, I know, right?
You just hide it. You hide it so well.
I know. I'm so...
Listen, I read something...
Good just self-control.
You're saying that, in your opinion, he knew better and he did it anyways.
Listen, he's a reporter.
Yeah.
If his doctor, the doctor he has now, and dozens, at least, maybe hundreds of doctors around the country were using it, his job is to go look at the data.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
You know, he didn't.
You ask, Ed, you ask, is it as simple as follow the money? Why alternative therapeutic medicines were not prescribed instead of just the vaccine shot?
Sure.
COVID vaccine shot, which was Moderna, Pfizer, and Johnson & Johnson. Those were the three, right? Mm-hmm. Which, by the way, was experimental.
Yeah.
Yeah, they had to take some back.
Okay. I'm going to try to take the non-conspiratorial view here. And by the way, sometimes conspiracies are right.
Right.
Okay. I guess mine may be a conspiratorial hybrid, okay, if you can have such. Talking about the COVID and the ivermectin and everything like that. By the way, the part that I am a little conspiratorial about, like Wesley was talking about, election interference. And this is one of those I have no way to prove it, but, and I said it at the time it was going on, this is awful odd that China, who doesn't like Trump, is let this go, if they did let it go, talking about the virus, the COVID virus, at the beginning of an election year. Remember, it was hitting in January and February?
About 8 months out.
Yeah. Well, it started in some places, I think, in the fall.
Yes, it made its way to Italy, and then,
right.
And remember, we were watching
it was
people.
It was a cruise. And that landed in the Washington on the West Coast.
The first case right. was up first in case the Northeast. Was,
yeah, they were talking right. about as the cruise ship was coming right. in. They were talking about there was a couple people.
Yeah, and then the flights came in, but then Trump shut down the flights. But you weren't there was no stopping it.
No.
The cat was out of the bag.
Yeah,
right.
About it. But I'm just saying I just found it interesting, say the least, that the timing of the release of COVID. Okay, but let's just put that, as you say, on the shelf.
Yeah.
For just a minute. The rush to create the vaccine, which was, we all had high hopes for it, right? Who didn't? We were going
send this thing.
Yeah, we don't
By want to. By definition, that's a great idea. If you have a shot that's not harmful to a person that keeps you from getting and spreading COVID.
Yes, and we all were familiar with what a vaccine was. A vaccine, by every American's definition, well, not every American, but it's a shot you get to keep you from getting something.
Yes, right? That will otherwise hurt you.
That's a sure vaccine. So number one, they came up with this word. They misappropriated, the medical community, whoever did, they misappropriated the word vaccine here, okay, because it wasn't a, you can call it a vaccine if you want to, but that's not the way Americans have traditionally understood a vaccine.
Nor is it technically a vaccine at all.
That's right.
Okay. So that was number one. So you're trying to sell this thing as a vaccine, and you should have been told by you, I'm talking about the medical community, Fauci and all of them should have said, you know what? I know this is going to sound terrible, but... You should have said, you know what, folks, there's a reason why we're not letting you sue the pharmaceutical companies. And that is, we don't know what's going to happen with this, quote, they're not going to call it, quote, vaccine, with this vaccine. We're hoping for the best, but we don't know. We don't know what the long-term effects are because there's no way to test it. Why? Because we rushed this thing through. I'm telling you what they didn't say, which would have been more truthful,
mm-hmm.
okay? But instead, we got, this is the answer. Everybody get it, or you're a bad person.
Yeah, well, you're killing grandmother.
You're killing grandma if you don't get this vaccine. Yeah. Then we learn a month later, they start saying things like, well, no, it doesn't keep you from getting it.
Mm-hmm.
No, it doesn't keep you from spreading it.
Right.
Okay, yes. What does it do for sure? We don't know. Myocarditis starts
Up? Their argument was it'll – remember, the fallback position was it'll decrease the severity of
– Yeah, and how do you prove
the
that?
Virus.
That's one of those things – huh? That's one of those things – how do you prove that or disprove that? You
right.
tell me that. Well, you also told me it was going to stop it from spreading.
Right.
Are you wrong now about yeah. it? I know what you're saying,
yeah.
but that was their fallback position because that's supposed to shut off argument.
Right.
But the problem I think most Americans had was it was being forced on people against their will, or they lose their job.
Constitutional issue.
Or they lose their job. That was un-American. That was terrible. That was wrong. But back to ivermectin, so a lot of people began to discover this wasn't snake oil or an old wives' tale. People were really experiencing a difference in their health by
taking
ivermectin. I know somebody who's alive today because they got ivermectin in the hospital.
Yeah.
When some of the doctors at the hospital were refusing to give it to them.
Yeah.
One of the doctors said, hey, we'll give it a shot. Better than dying. You know, so they lived. What I'm saying is, I think the resistance to the ivermectin was, there's no money in it. And these companies, they were in
they had already put all their eggs in the R&R basket.
All the R&R, yeah. So that's my own personal opinion. Okay, so that's why many in the media who like Chris Cuomo at the time who were mocking people taking ivermectin. By the way, as I understand it, you had to take ivermectin. It didn't always work
right
for everybody. I'm not saying ivermectin was 100% successful in stopping COVID. It wasn't, but
treated the symptoms well for a lot of people.
For a lot of
people,
earlier
you got it, the more likely.
Yeah, and I didn't understand why are you mocking this? Ivermectin's a Nobel Prize-winning medicine right. that's been around forever. People take ivermectin to stop malaria or dehydration, things like that. So go ahead.
Well, I don't have it in front of me, but we can get it and we can post. I'll get it and send it in a post because I got it saved on my desktop. But there was a study that was done in these countries that had been taking ivermectin. Mm-hmm. I'm exaggerating, but like candy, they were just taking it daily.
During COVID?
No. Historically for years, malaria in Africa. And their COVID numbers were radically different than ours, significantly lower than ours.
Yes.
They had ivermectin in their system for many, many years.
Right.
Yeah.
And so, anyways, all those things were coming out.
So,
as well.
Steve, what you did with that story right there, which I guess I did by sending it around earlier this morning, is you triggered four people.
Well, I triggered.
No, you made for good radio, and
okay.
I think it's good timing that. Someone like Chris Cuomo and others are coming around to the fact that we got duped.
Yeah, and you know, a lot of times when you're in the fog of war, as they say, or we were all living this in real time, trying to make decisions. And I remember one of our extended family said to one of our other family members back at the time, they said, "Well, I'm decided not to take the COVID shot." And the other family member went, "So you think you know better than the experts?"
Right.
And how many of us didn't have that going on, even in your families or coworkers or fellow church members? They were going,
"Yeah."
So you're
but churches. I don't know if they split over it, but there was a lot of hostility inside churches over this issue.
Right.
You know, whether or not you got the shot, whether or not you.
Right.
And by the way, if we don't get banned for saying ivermectin on this program.
At this point.
I'm going to also say hydroxychloroquine.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
There.
Can you spell it?
Hydroxychloroquine.
If you can spell it without looking, I don't know. I'll buy your lunch next week. Go ahead.
You know how many times you've told me you're going to buy my lunch?
And
a few lunches.
All right. So,
all right, hold on. Let me look up hydro. What'd you say?
Hydroxychloroquine. I'd have to. Okay. I got a pen. I'm going to.
Hydrox.
You may can save that for trivia.
I got it right here. Wow.
Hydrox,
if you can get this, I'll buy you dinner.
All right. Steak dinner. You got it?
Steak dinner. Yeah,
I got it right. H-Y-D-R-O-X-A-C-H-L-O-R-A-Q-U-I-N.
You missed it by two letters.
I did.
Yeah. Right. But I'll spell it for you.
Hydrox.
H-Y-D-R-O. X.
I said that.
You said, okay.
Yeah.
X-Y-D-R-O. X-Y.
Oh, that's where I got. I missed the Y.
C-H-L-O-R-O.
Oh, okay. I missed, yeah, two.
Q-U-I-N-E.
Oh. I missed by three letters.
Yeah, that's disappointing.
Glad he asked you.
You gave it a shot.
I gave that's pretty good.
Yeah, you gave it a shot. I've never seen that word on Wheel of Fortune.
Well, you couldn't afford to buy a vial.
Right, yeah, that's right about that.
All right, next story, Steve.
All right. We took on the Boy Scouts yesterday with a Scouting USA, whatever, Scouting America, whatever they're calling themselves now. Yeah. Listen, this is a Girl Scouts pamphlet that they hand out to their campers. And it's titled, How Does the Camp Culture Code Affect Me and My Camper? At Girl Scout Camp, our staff is committed to actively building a sense of inclusion for all our community members. We ask all staff, volunteers, parents, caregivers, youth to commit to working towards LGBTQIA+ allyship, anti-racism, and anti-oppression. The Girl Scout movement strives to be a safe place to stand against hate and discuss issues that divide our nation. If you are someone who is not open to participating in anti-racism and LGBTQIA+ allyship work, our camp programs are not a good fit for you and your child.
Where are you reading this from?
This is from a Girl Scouts flyer that they hand out to their campers.
Which is very inclusive.
Girl Scouts.
Wait, never mind.
This says Girl Scouts of Eastern Massachusetts.
Well, that's a shocker.
The home ed left, and then they went to the toilet.
Amherst, right?
But yeah, listen, the Boy Scouts of America and the Girl Scouts of America, I know there's still some good people in there in those organizations, but
it's like the Methodists. You still got some people trying to hang in there, trying to make it work, or trying to figure, you know, trying to. But the line.
Yes, but the woke crowd has gotten control of them.
Yeah, and if you send your kids to either of these programs, like parents who send their kids off to some of these colleges, don't be shocked when they come back and say, Mom, Dad, you're a couple of racists because you're white.
Right.
Don't be surprised. Right. If you're okay with that, go ahead and send them.
Right.
Yeah, what was interesting from the story yesterday, we didn't get too far into it, but the fact that the Girl Scouts were suing the Boy Scouts for using for allowing women or girls to be part of the Boy Scouts, they were suing them on the basis of marketing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They were
taking their business away.
That's what they said. That was that's what they were saying.
Listen, this is the kind of insanity you
left eats the left.
You fall into when you can't define what a boy or a girl is.
Hey, as we leave, let me just give kudos to MLB Network. MLB Network had a game the other night between Miami and the Dodgers. They put a no-hitter alert up on this game before the very first pitch because the Dodger pitcher was supposed to be good. His name was Yoshinobu Yamamoto. The first
I get that medium well.
The first Miami hitter took the first pitch deep.
Oh, wow. Are you serious? Hitter.
First pitch.
Yeah.
First pitch of the game, story. A home
That's
run.
A lot of pressure.
So much for the no-hitter.
Good.
Yeah.
Now, the Dodgers have that best player in baseball on their team. I don't know what – I forgot how
you – Oshadi.
Yeah.
That was a good comment you made. It kind of flew under the radar. You take a Yoshimoto medium –
Medium well.
Yeah.
A little red pink.
that deserved more attention.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. Have a good day, everybody. We'll see you back here tomorrow.